part of the reason I jumped into this is that I see young people particularly, and really a lot of people, giving up on government. And we're doing other things. We're doing grassroots activism and entrepreneurial activity that is making a difference. But I was scared to see the ways in which we're leaving this awesome tool of democracy to make decisions about how we run our society off to the side. So absolutely, I'm hoping to engage more people that wouldn't have otherwise been engaged by having some fun and teaching more people about what it is that the government does.
There are 6 districts in Troy with 6 councilmen in each, plus 3 at large. You have set your sights on one of the at-large seats. What's the advantage there?
Troy's an interesting city. It's long and skinny, and each neighborhood has different challenges and different goals and perspectives. And so, it's important for each one to have its own representation, but it's also, I think, important to have some people that are directly responsible to everybody and that are going to be held accountable to really hold a vision for the whole city and keep everyone in the top of their minds.
You're passionate when it comes to infrastructure, and Troy certainly has had its problems.
Part of that's about our water infrastructure, which is failing and which is costing the city a lot. And there are some big expenses coming down the line to fix up some of the single points of failure in our water system, particularly our main line from the Tomahawk Reservoir. Similarly, stormwater runoff is a constant issue in the city and in the capital region in general. We have a plan with Albany to help reduce this amount of stormwater runoff, but certainly that's something we need to follow through on because it continues to cost the city a lot of money to be dumping our stormwater into the river, and it also costs us a lot of opportunity in that we have a pretty polluted section of the Hudson River. One of the things that's wonderful about Troy is we've got this beautiful urban, dense urban fabric downtown and really throughout Troy. But then you can walk 10 minutes from almost any neighborhood and be in a beautiful natural space with waterfalls and trees and trails. And that's something that's pretty unique to be able to have that abrupt transition from urban neighborhoods right into a natural place where you can really feel like you're in the middle of nowhere walking through a trail in Prospect Park or walking by a waterfall in the Postenkill or in the Wineskill. Those natural resources are things that I think we need to really leverage to help build the quality of life in the city of Troy for everybody.
How's the petition drive coming along? I see that you need to collect 435 valid independent signatures by Tuesday, August 18th to get on the ballot. And I understand you recently had a Red Beard Party convention.
Politics in Troy is often boring and or scary, and it's something that therefore is limited to a pretty small group of people that make the decisions in the city of Troy. And so, and I think in a lot of cities. So we're trying to do it a little differently and invite more people to participate because I really believe that local government and democracy is important. And I don't want to see people giving up on it and giving up on the idea that we should participate in our democracy. And so we had a big event and got people of all different ages and backgrounds and lots of people that wouldn't normally be involved in politics to come by and have some fun with us and think a little bit about, how we can build this movement together.
Now, what's the backstory of the Red Beard Party?
The Red Beard Party is about a symbol for responsive, active governance. When I walk down the street, someone will flag me down and say, "Hey, you're the guy that's running for office." And I feel like because I am pretty recognizable with a big red beard and big red hair, anybody that's a constituent that's interested in talking to me, it happens all the time, will come across the street and talk to me. And so the Red Beard Party is really a way of making sure people know that that's who I am. I don't know that we'll get on the ballot with it or not, but it's a fun activity and it's a good way to talk to some voters.
What's your plan, your outline for Troy?
The first is the active involvement of citizens. We have a tremendous number of really smart people that live in the city of Troy and that want to be involved. Troy is a city that's built by people working on stuff. That's something that I've worked on as a citizen, as an activist, this model of citizen working groups where we really invite 5 to 10 knowledgeable citizens directly into City Hall to advise on a particular issue. The other thing that as a product designer and an entrepreneur, I understand is the use of technology and the ways in which technology is really transforming how modern government works. When we make information accessible to the public through the internet, that can serve to really enhance services for everybody in the city. For example, San Francisco rather than reporting their building permit information as an agenda on a PDF on the website, as we do it now. They publish building permit data as data that's searchable. And there's another company that popped up and wrote an application, a web application, that you can search it. And not only can you search it for relevant things, but you can sign up for an alert. You can say, I'd like to know whenever anyone's going to build a project that's within a few blocks of my house that costs more than $30,000. So then, to be an active citizen, you don't have to read the legal notices every week. You don't have to go through the online agenda every week. You can be an active citizen by having the information come to you. And so we don't need to be a full-time active citizen. And I think a lot more people can be engaged in that way.